welcome everyone to the Peaceful Planet show today. We're doing a very special day for you here with a very special guest. Gillian Macbeth Luthen, Channel of the Light, is going to be bringing through her eloquent and extraordinary messages for us. And we're so delighted to finally have her on the show. We've been trying to get her on for about a year now, and suddenly this opening occurred by the grace of the solstice and the celebration of Christmas and the New Year. So this is going to be a very special show, and we want you to stay tuned with us as we will be getting to her in a few moments. I want to announce my give my announcements, and then I also have a very special message from Archangel Michael for this season and for the coming New Year, which I traditionally do once a year. I do some form of New Year's message, and I want you all to hear it as well. So I'm going to be reading some announcements about up-and-coming events that are happening with me, and then also reading my message from Archangel Michael, and then I will get to Gillian's bio and turn it over to her to read her eloquent and extraordinarily inspiring messages from Spirit. Okay, so stay tuned with us as we go through the show, and I promise you will not be disappointed. I wanted to mention also our music was the Peaceful Planet Mix as performed by Chris Moores, one of our former show hosts who put the music from Bob Murray into form, and Bob Murray's music can be heard online at www.thestarsstillshine.com, and he produces a lot of the music that we use on the show. And he's wonderfully gifted and talented and has a wealth of resources there, especially this wonderful inspirational music from John Lennon, George Harrison, Louis Armstrong, and many others. Okay, so first of all, I want to remind our listeners that a wonderful spiritual odyssey to Greece is happening in the new year with me and Andrea McKenna Pinkham, and she is the hostess for Body, Mind, Spirit Journeys. And if you click on Body, Mind, Spirit Journeys or on the homepage that's posted with BBS for Peaceful Planet, you can go right to the Sacred Journey Travel with Greece. While there, we're going to explore the heart of Western civilization, the great legacy of the Greek civilization, and connect with the powerful energies and archetypes of the gods and goddesses. We're going to explore the outer and inner adventure during our inspiring spiritual odyssey. We'll be seeing places like the Acropolis, Epidaurus, and Mycenae, and the great mystery schools of ancient Greece, all in the sacred sites. We'll be doing some meditation. If you would like more information, you can contact me at marciadi2002@yahoo, M-A-R-C-I-A-D-I, 2002 at Yahoo, or Andrea at bmsjourneys@aol.com. You can also call her at 800-231-9811. Again, the number is 800-231-9811. The tour leaves in mid-February, and it's going to be a wonderful, exciting spiritual adventure. So we hope that some of you, our listeners out there, will feel inspired to accompany us to Greece. Secondly, I want to mention my book, With Love from Diana, Queen of Hearts, is on sale for the holidays, and you can visit my website and read the reviews and read the messages from Princess Diana about establishing world peace, especially in the Middle East. Please visit dianaspeakstotheworld.com, and it is marked down for the holidays. Do you want to know about what the coming year will bring you? You can order a reading with me. As a channel for the Heavenly Host and Archangel Michael, I can bring through accuracy and special channeling to bring in your clear guidance for the new year on sale at just 50% off the regular price for 1 hour. Please visit the website, Diana Speaks to the World, and click Private Readings. Also on sale is my Holy Grail Mystery CD, Explore the Truth of the Da Vinci Code with my stunning interviews of eminent scholars on the Grail. Visit the site again, Diana Speaks to the World. Okay, so we have made our announcements, and now I would like to turn your attention to a wonderful message just received yesterday from the Heavenly Host and Archangel Michael about ascension and about the coming New Year energies for 2008. So please listen up and go into a meditative state of relaxation as I bring in this news from the higher angels. We greet you in the light of the great central sun, your earth, and your galaxy nears its appointed time of ascension. Rest in faith before the commencing of the age of full Aquarius. The year 2008 holds much for Earth and inhabitants. Tumult in the markets will increase. Governments will give way to more gentle leaders as this last cabal attempts to hold power. Peace will prevail with a hush of heaven, proclaiming peace on Earth, goodwill to man, for Earth's time of victory, a victory of brotherhood and peace, which you have worked for. The people of Earth do not want war. Brother will lay down sword against brother. A time of peace ensues before the fires of ascension descend upon Earth, rising up the new Earth. Behold my legions of warrior angels. This is Archangel Michael speaking now. Stand by to assist Earth angels wherever you are in need. Form communities of light, directing seekers to them. For once the connection is made, no one can sever it. Begin to listen to Mother Earth. As you open your channel, you will hear rumblings under her crust. Head your intuitive instincts, heed your intuitive instincts, and learn to leave areas that sound. Watch the animals and know and follow them to the hills. America will be both hurt and blessed in the coming months. Listen to your God within. I stand by with my sword of truth, ready to assist many light workers to safety and ascension where the new earth awaits. Many will not attend the party, as so many are concerned with fame, money, success, and approval of others. Awaken, my light workers. I knight you with my sword of truth and ask you to assist those in areas of need. Peace, joy, and love be upon you in 2008, a year of great change. I am Archangel Michael, Adonai. So with that, I say many blessings to all of our listeners. And now I want to fully welcome Gillian Macbeth Luthen, Channel of the Light. Gillian, it's wonderful to finally have you on the Peaceful Planet.
Thank you so much. I'm very, very honored to finally connect with you. It's been a while trying to make this happen.
Oh, it's so wonderful to hear your voice, and I am so honored to bring you forth as our special guest for our celebration of the solstice, Christmas, Hanukkah, and all the other wonderful things, the new energies of the new year and the Christmas. It's just so perfect to have you on. What an honor it truly is. May I read your bio before we go ahead with your wonderful messages?
Just make it short and sweet, Marcia.
All right, I'll do that. Gillian is a visionary, a seer, born with the gift of knowing. She is a clairvoyant psychic with advanced channeling ability. She has been a metaphysical teacher, messenger, and world-known trance channel for over 35 years. She works with the Councils of Light, Mary Magdalene, Merlin, White Buffalo Calf Woman, Mother Mary, the Pleiadians, and many other energies of the Christ Light. Her website can be found at www.thequantumawakening.com. And I encourage all of our listeners to click on the Peaceful Planet show right now and go to Gillian's website, where you can see a beautiful, wonderful, inspirational website designed with a new message posted from Mother Mary and all of her wonderful messages. You can also sign up for her Quantum Awakening newsletter, which is full of all kinds of enlightenment and her wonderful channeled messages. So it's so great to have you. And Gillian, if there is a message that you would like to read for us as we open with you, that would be fine.
Thank you, Marcia. I'd like you all to just bring in the highest quality of light that you can imagine at this point of time and energy, and just allow it to sit in your human body. This is a message that came through from Mother Mary. My Christmas wish for you is that you allow yourself the luxury of being human and vulnerable, soft and pliable, while at the same time allowing yourself to be divinely orchestrated and fulfilled. As I watch your hearts expand and contract in unison, I see a mirror image of the universe in its pulsations and explosions. if you could only truly grasp the fullness of this cinematic picture you call life, you would delight in its gardens and bounty. Here sits the secret of the universe in full bloom. Herein sits time in all of her sequences and sections. The great puzzle within seeks to see the picture on the box, if only to make construction of ideals easier. The pieces mix and match like a colorblind tourist on holiday. Signs are twisted, roads run out, bridges fall as you try to cross to the other side of the snowing. As the year ends, stay at a place of knowing without restraints or constraints. A place of no expectations as to what is great makes its way to the surface, breaking the quiet of the still pond. Life has us all whirling and twirling about as toy soldiers without a mission. Allow the origami of your soul to unfold in its own time and truth. The year pushes and prods you into stretching yourself so thin you begin to fracture. This time stamp and pace will not let up, for it's not just seasonal. It's important that you prioritize your life and do not let the karma and the choices of others be served to you. Do you not deserve the very goodness that you give to others? The word deserve, to be worthy, fit, or suitable for some reward, ask you not to just serve the needs of others, but to allow yourself what is needed to complete who you are. You are running on empty in the desert, and the fill-up station is 100 miles away. Give to the Christ child within you. Let the shining star guide you home to remembering in the fullness of time what this journey is all about. The gifts of spirit are promised to you in so many ways by your sacred text, holy scriptures, and books of truth. They are the keys that unlock the shackles you wear as humans. Between 12:12 and 12:22 of 2007, you will be gifted a cycle of time that will allow you to complete what still holds you hostage in thought and action. Please call upon me, Mother Mary, to assist you in healing the areas that still fester and pain you, areas of families or regrets or angers or sadnesses. Allow me to help you join in heart and dream those you long to see. Allow me to uncover the veil between worlds, so you can fully see that those that you still love live in spirit and deed and effect. Allow me to heal what has transmuted through time through your family DNA. Allow me to help you see into the heart of another. This is a time of miracles waiting all over earth, waiting for you. No amount of controlling is going to get you to a place of believing without a miracle or two displaying their wings for you. Expect your family to be healed and forgiven of all past sins and injustices. Expect your life to run smooth and bountiful. Expect help from others. Expect the good to come looking for you. And expect to be the favorite child of a loving universe. See the times between 12:12 and 12:22 as a well-lit pathway to a new land in time. Use this gift wisely, promoting your own dreams and thought and action. Believe in yourself as much as you believe in others, and watch the Christmas magic dance through your life. Let the wishes of your life be granted and stop holding them at bay. Create to your full potential, and then stretch that ability a little more every day. You were born to do great things. Remember that and act accordingly. The end.
What a wonderful message from Mother Mary. And there's so much in that. It feels like saying anything after those profound words of wisdom just fall short.
I am just the faucet.
You are.
That sounds
I read all of your articles that are posted in the Circle of Light e-zine that is published by Lady Isis, so those listeners that have not touched upon the e-zine need to do so because there's wonderful messages in there. But every time I read one of your messages, I'm struck by the wonderful eloquence that you exude in all of them.
If only I could write that. Write that in my real world.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, it had me wondering a couple times, does this person have a PhD in English Lit? You know,
it's beautiful, isn't it? I mean, that's exactly how you know the difference.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, I mean, it's absolutely true and genuine, and the Ascended Masters and the higher beings of light always speak with such eloquence. I know that doing channeling myself, but I don't have what you have. There's something just magical, I want to say, about channeling. And I think it's got, you know, it seems to carry this vibration of joy and wonder, especially the Merlin messages with mixed in with magical alchemy and almost like a fairy tale dream come true sort
of
feeling.
Sometimes it's easier to hear through the stories.
Uh-huh.
The stories have been passed down forever, so a lot of times the light uses stories because we'll remember the stories easier than we'll remember the structured sentences.
Uh-huh. Well, that's very interesting because I really like your style, and it's just different than mine, of course, and we all, you know, channel differently, and we all take channeling in a different way. I know with me, I'm more analytical in my mindset, and I'm not literal, of course, but I tend to be very analytical, and I love eloquence, and I go back over certain parts of people's work, and I think about the meanings more than one time. And I let it resonate within me. And I do that a lot with your work in particular. I was struck by some of the things that Mother Mary was discussing about completing cycles and being hostage to old patterns and family areas that need healing and that kind of thing. And then her delightful way of describing us as the Christ child within, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
every person hears something different out of your work, out of anybody's work. We all grasp a truth that vibrates at the level of our inner hearing and our inner light. So a lot of times these will rewrite themselves, where if you reread it next year, it'll mean something completely different to you than it means at this point of time in light.
Yes,
same with your work, too,
you.
I'm sure.
And I always say to people who are new to channeling to always listen with an open heart and mind, and then receive what is for you, you know, your level of truth, and don't worry about the things that may appear in some of these messages that may upset you or may contradict your level of truth, because we're all working at different levels of truth.
Yeah, and we're all, what we're seeking to become is conscious channels where we don't have to, you know, even go into alpha for a second to receive these higher truths, so that when we're working through beta, you know, 24/7, bringing truth through continually. And that's also what's happening to everybody.
Oh, well, that's a very good insight, because that is kind of how I do my channeling. I'm more of a conscious channel than a trance channel, and I know some people feel they get better messages while they're in a trance, but I've never felt too comfortable with trance, although on occasion I have been there, maybe for past life regression and that kind of thing. But, you know, I think the conscious channeling is a good place to come from. It's sometimes, I think, a little harder for people to actually get the clarity that this is what they're really hearing, you know.
Yeah, it just comes down to trust.
You know, it does.
You have to trust. If you ask each and every day to be a clear and perfect channel for the highest light, then you have to trust that what's coming through you is also of that highest light, and don't doubt it. Because once you have one seed of doubt, that's it. It's gone.
Well, yeah. You have to raise your vibration, as I tell my students, to a level of joy and expectancy. And when you pose a question to your guides or angels, you have to, you know, gently accept what they're going to tell you. Now, this message that I got from the Heavenly Host and Archangel Michael was one where I had been asking for a couple of weeks for the 2008 message, but they said that I wasn't ready yet. So I just have to trust that when I'm ready, I'll be there for them, you know? So it's hard to fit it in with a very hectic schedule, too, isn't it?
Because you're supposed to be integrating this light into all human exposure, and it's the hardest thing that we have to do. The rest of it's been easy compared to integration into the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the rest of the world still has not caught up with your level of spiritual development and what
you're not going to go into a show and tell mission either. You're going to become that light and then weave it through the, you know, they don't have to know diddly about you to know that on some level you just change them somehow.
That's a very interesting point.
Yeah, because we have a business that puts us in the real world way out there, and it can be very channeling, weaving light into regular folk that don't give a hoot about anything, you know,
mm-hmm.
except their purchases.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I get humbled on a daily basis.
Oh, boy, yeah. Well, I know I deal with people in teaching, and I teach art history online now, so I don't actually see these students a lot, but I interact with them a lot on a daily basis through a lot of email and everything. And you deal with the mass consciousness in one way or another, inevitably.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're not going to always be around these exalted channels. you know, it's nice to really connect with you because you're such a wonderful channel, and I love your work so much. And it's so nice to be among people of the same mindset, but very often we're not among people of the same mindset.
Hey, the good Lord put us up in the Smoky Mountains, and I can assure you that there's nobody else like me up in this area. So.
Oh, me neither. I'm in central Illinois, in the Bean Belt, and it's all fundamentalist around here.
That's how
you
know God has a good sense of humor.
Yeah, well, you know, I wonder sometimes if I'm supposed to remain in this section, you know, of the country, because I was told a long time ago, you know, to just do my work and sort of be an anchor for what I'm doing in this area. But it is so fundamentalist, and people cannot get out of their comfort zones and their little religion jumpsuits, you know, to get into a new frame of mind to understand.
Yeah, but you know the universe doesn't let anybody get off.
Pardon me?
So the universe doesn't allow anybody to get off, so everybody's got to do their homework.
Yeah.
So it may look like their life is one particular way, but behind closed doors, it's probably something else.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody has their lessons, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
You and I have ours, but that's because we know that cosmic 2x4 comes by real quick.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if we screw up.
Yeah. Well, you know, I commend you for doing your work in the Smoky Mountains. I know that's also a kind of a Bible Belt sort of area. And yet, you know, a lot of people that are in that are genuinely coming from spirit. There are people
they
who
truly are, and they
really
are good people.
Feel the spirit,
yes.
And express it in a different way than
yeah.
we do.
And you don't have to change anybody, and
yeah.
you don't have to make them agree with you. You just have to be your particular color and radiance, and they're their color and radiance.
That's right.
You know,
yeah.
that's how you make the garden.
Yeah. Well, again, and sometimes you can lead them down your garden path, and sometimes they want the more traditional garden. So, you know, so be it. I found that to be the case in my area because I used to have a lot of people coming over for my Ascension Study Group, and it's winnowed down to just a few people because...
Yeah, but you're probably supposed to be working more global, which you're doing now, ultimately.
Well, I'm delighted to work on the radio show
yeah.
because that gives me the global. And I work primarily with Princess Diana in her peace messages weekly. And that's a bit of a challenge, too, I'd say, because a lot of people don't see Princess Diana for the ascended master that she was right before she left us. But she did a lot of wonderful work for those children. And really, it's not about her celebrity. It's really about her message, too. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
we're all given these challenges, and we're all given these channeled messages, and we're supposed to stay with it, regardless of whether the vast consciousness regards it as truth or not. And that requires some grounding, I think, in terms of being connected to the earth and being connected and willing to continue with what, you know, you're doing regardless of what the opinions of others are. So, you know, I always find that challenging, but at the same time, worthwhile.
Yeah, and 2008 is going to be all about, it's whatever you say yes to is going to determine your life. So there's a real big yes factor in 2008 that's going to work its energy into us. It's basically saying if we're saying no on any level to anything, then that closes the doorways. And next year is a yes year. You know, instead of saying, no, I don't have enough to go to Australia, you say, yes, I do. I don't know how the universe is going to give that to me. So it's a big yes year that's going to open it up. It's a very monetary year, but in a way where we learn that the energy of money is just that, just an energy. And we can play with that energy in whatever way we determine. It's a conversion year. Where, say, for example, we bought a particular item in our house that took X amount of dollars, X amount of energies to bring that into our home. In my home, for example, very large amethyst. It took X amount of time to earn that money, X amount of time looking, and then finally find the object. If I take and convert all that time and energy and financial frequency I put into that object, I'm allowed to spend it some other way. So 2008 is about conversion, energy
from
one point to another.
And I've been thinking about that with regard to my trip to Greece and other goals and plans that I have for 2008. I'm planning for myself for it to be a transformational year,
mm-hmm.
You know. And
yeah, but what's that word transformation, you know? You want to add easily, effortlessly, joyfully.
thank you. Yes, easily, effortlessly,
it's like
joyfully.
Asking to be patient,
like
and they put you in a very long line.
Uh-huh. Okay, very good. I like it. I'm up to the vibrational frequency of what you're saying, the subtlety of what you're saying. That's very good information, Gillian.
You know,
so I wondered if... Go ahead.
You go ahead, dear.
No, I just wondered if you had... some other insights about 208, or if you had another wonderful channeling to bring.
No, I haven't got that far since it's not physically on us, and we're just in the Christmas spirit right now.
Okay,
but,
that's fine.
But well, the energy of the way we write 08, you know, write 1108, the 08 frequency is moving us into thinking different ways to bring in what we desire. Like it's easier to manifest a computer than it is to manifest the money to get a computer. So if we start changing the way that we're thinking, okay, and move it into a different direction, the manifestation and the creation portal will be a lot easier for us next year.
Okay.
All right. It's about how we are moving forward in our thoughts. And you can't let anybody around you limit you. You know, you've got to think higher and clearer, and don't expect people, like you spoke, don't expect people to be there to prop you up, that you're going to have to do this on your own. You know, believing all the while which direction you're going in. Because right now a lot of people are demanding a lot of our time and energy that we had to spend before. And life's demanding more, whether it's parents or children or grandchildren or, you know, somebody that's not healthy, everything is demanding that we look over here, that we serve them. And that's part of our growing, but also we have to honor who we are and move our own dreams in a direction.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That is so true. Well, let's talk about the Christmas energy then, if you're open to giving us some insights about the holiday energy, the Christmas energy, and I loved Mother Mary's message and what she was saying about healing and families, that kind of thing.
Yeah, well, we keep, it's like what the energy is called mulligan stew. Every year around this time, we start mulling over again. All the things Auntie Jean did, or our little brother did, or our parents did.
Yeah.
All right. And we chew it. It's like a cow with seven stomachs or six stomachs. We keep chewing our cud over and over and over again. Okay, And that's what happens with the family energies, and we're just playing those old genetic programs over and over again. And this year, we can actually ask to nip it, you know, in the bud, so to speak, that our DNA be cleansed of all these old family programs, to consciously start saying, you know, let's just love these people no matter who or what they've done or who or what they are at this moment in time. But it's a time of bona fide miracles. And our news, unfortunately, isn't going to reflect that very much. You know, there's a lot of upheaval in the world because we're in the month of Capricorn now. And Capricorn's all about Earth. So it's moving us into a lot of Earth upheaval. Right where we live in the Smoky Mountain area, about 10 miles away from us, there's always these little earthquakes going on. They're always like 3 point something, but they're going on continually, where the Earth underneath these Smoky Mountains is moving and shaking and changing. So all of us are going to be going through our own little mini earthquakes, and it just depends on how we ride it this Christmas, you know. But I'm all about Christmas magic, because in my life I have seen magic and miracles at Christmas, you know, so I believe 100% in Santa.
How wonderful. I believe in Christmas magic too, and it seems like there's a sort of special energy that seems to descend right about Christmas Eve day.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think that there's these wonderful sacred interactions that occur with you and your family and your coworkers and others, where there's a sense of unity and forgiveness that just descends upon these situations and gives them this extra special thing. And then, of course, the unwrapping of the gifts and going to church services and all of that adds to these energies. And each and every Christmas seems to have its own special gift or feeling.
And also calling on the ancestors, Marcia.
Oh, yeah.
You know, your ancestors that have passed over, your ancient, your earthy ancestors or your starseed ancestors, you know. Calling upon those ancient energies. It's a time of where they can enter. You know, and like Marley's Ghost and Scrooge and all that Christmas story. It's a time of looking at what was, looking at what is, and looking at what's going to be, you know, by our next thought and our next energy. We're determining the future. So all of that's playing through all of us. And it might play out in your body a little bit, because what I've noticed is that I'm very sensitive. If I'm talking to somebody that's got something wrong with them or they're very sad, I take on their symptoms. So I've been having to watch myself a little bit, you know, not to absorb out of empathy somebody else's situation.
Oh, I hear you with that. Yeah, I tend to, when I was teaching full-time and I was in the K-12 classroom where I would interact with 300 kids a day right around, you know, this time of year, of course, any time of year, when you're around a lot of people, you can absorb a lot of the negativity and not even realize that it's hit you until you get home and you go, why do I feel funny or what? What was that all about? And you find yourself thinking about these people, too. It's almost like their energy field can kind of come in, and you have to keep your own energy field kind of clear and purified. And I know you work with people on a day-to-day basis and interact with a lot of different auric things, but you do pick up other auras, you do pick up other energies for sure, and I've noticed that in family settings too. It's like, why do I feel so uncomfortable all of a sudden? What's that telling me, you know? and it's probably coming from somebody's subtle judgment somewhere.
Yeah, and a lot of people, this will be their last Christmas with people in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've noticed is that a lot of people chose not to do Christmas this year. And I try
really?
And do it in a kind of a magical, anonymous way as much as I can on different levels. But for a lot of people, it will be their last Christmas with people that they ignored or didn't send a Christmas card to. So there's going to be also a lot of regrets that birth themselves next year from not honoring your Christmas heart, so to speak, this particular year.
Interesting the way you put that out there, because immediately a few people come to mind when you say that, and I'm thinking, oh, I better get in touch with those folks right away. And at least even if they're not making an effort, I should make the effort.
Yeah, because
you know?
Really, because, you know, the little child within us never dies, so really we're saying, well, they should be calling us. We shouldn't have to call them. We called them last, and our humanness gets in the way and gets us all tripped up. You know, and really we should have the bigger heart and the bigger light and extend it, you know, all year long, not just, you know, this time of year, really.
I think that's a wonderful insight, and I appreciate your sharing that with me, too. That probably resonates with different members of our audience as well. I want to mention our phone number if you'd like to call in and ask a question of myself or Gillian or ask about her work. We're at 877-876-5227, and toll-free in Canada, we're at 888-810-8322. So, yeah, very interesting insights about the Christmas holiday. You really have the gift of wisdom in all your writing. And speaking with you, I'm learning things from just listening to you. And it's really nice to have you on the show finally.
Thank you.
I sense a lot of mastery with you. So do you put out your work in that area or just mostly on the Internet, if I can ask?
Well, because of life, the way life is demanded, and I've kind of got sucked into my husband's dream. You know, I've just limited the workshops and type things that I've been doing and just mostly doing the Internet for now. And also, I've been honored to, a lot of crystals come through me and they talk to me. And then I take their message and then I sit, you know, they tell me who they are and then, I take their message and I sell them in that particular energy. There's different groupings of them. So I've kind of become a crystal whisperer while I'm up here in the mountains where mostly Brazilian crystals from very interesting minds that maybe have a little bit more going on in them than the normal eye would see as far as interesting energies.
Go ahead. This is fascinating.
Oh, and those crystals, you know, what they're doing is they all have a message, and sometimes they group themselves in places in the way they describe themselves that's amazing. And it takes like 25,000 years to grow 1 inch of crystal, supposedly. So it's been in the earth that long. And there's a lot of information, ancient information, that's being birthed through the crystalline substances. Everybody could have access to that, but not everybody listens to them the way I do. And the universe has provided some direct connections to the Brazilian minds that, you know, I tell them in advance, this is what you're going to find. They find it, and then I end up bringing it in and
let it talk through me.
So that's become interesting. You know, I always loved the stones, but now they're very chatty. So that's become an
interesting
job.
Because I design crystal jewelry and also work with crystals.
Uh-huh.
And I'm big in crystals, and then I had a past life regression session done with this psychologist who's a firm believer in them, and I just did it because I was curious. And lo and behold, I found out I had a lifetime in Atlantis, and I was using these gigantic crystals
to
heal people with.
Of course.
So, you know, the crystals, I mean, if this sounds weird to the listening audience, let me give a little bit of background here. You know, it's quartz crystal that's put into a radio that receives the frequencies of thought that are broadcast
TVs.
Through a radio. Go ahead, Jillian.
Yeah, on the computers, on TVs, everything.
Yeah.
Silica
the crystals
structure.
Are great receivers. And they're ancient stones that somehow, I believe, and I think many, even scientists believe, that thought is stored in crystals.
Yeah.
In history. Yeah. So that's really interesting. So you don't, by chance, have any crystal messages in your collection of writings that you might want to share? Or?
No, well, I do, but those crystals no longer exist because they come as groups and then they leave again. They don't come back again, usually.
Oh, I see.
So it's, they'll group themselves from to 11 to, you know, the last group was like 100. So what I know is that there's, the guys in the mind have started asking me what shapes I want. And I've started telling them, as spirit tells me, so there's new shapes and energies that are going to also, new geometries that are going to present themselves. And the crystalline structure is part of the human body. The human body needs more silica than it's actually getting. And that's a big component of growth in the body, which is the bones need the silica and the hair and the nails and the skin. It's a very wonderful way to use, to put a stick of crystal in some water even and drink that crystalline water will change the silica component of your physical body.
What an interesting suggestion.
And just in the mine, they just mined a 2,000-pound, now it's 2 tons, so it's 4,000-pound Lemurian cluster. I mean, it's unheard of. It's bigger than a man.
Oh, my goodness.
It's amazing what's coming up just when we think the Earth is not giving as much as it was.
Uh-huh. That's amazing that you say that it's Lemurian, because I know that from my readings in esoteric literature and other guests I've had on, I found out that Atlantis was pretty much powered by crystals. So maybe Lemuria was also. Hmm?
Well, the Lemurian energy was a softer frequency. It was more, they didn't commit to being human. They just spent as little time in the physical body as was necessary, mostly for birthing the children onto Lemuria is how they physically incarnated. But most of it was the way we're trying to become at the higher level. They just came down to Earth physically to bring the young children into Lemuria. And supposedly in Lemuria, when a child was born, its feet didn't touch the Earth for the first 2 years. It was handed off from person to person and loved by the entire community.
Wow.
Yeah, it was very, the pink Lemurians and the Lemurian seeds that they're finding along the riverbanks in Brazil are, that mine apparently is closed, but there's still a lot of those crystals that are for sale in through different, you know, aspects of the globe. And those carry some very soft energy. I think it's an energy that also softens the female as well as softening the male. It's a soft energy. And that's what I think we become hardened in our life.
Uh-huh.
You know, so it's something that teaches you how to remember to merge in light with another before you merge physically. You know, when you extend your light forward throughout your day, your light's always touching everybody that you meet before you get there. Sometimes it aggravates them, and sometimes it soothes a wild beast.
That's a great way to describe how to work with your energy. That's a wonderful thought.
Yeah, well, it's, every time you go into a convenience store, let me tell you, you're not in there just to buy a soda or a pack of whatever, you know, because you're in there to shift the energy. And if you look around, you know, most people that wear the light like yourself, your energy field is very large. I mean, and a convenience store is not that large, but you're probably touching everything in it. So if you just use your life as being a conscious light, you know, that you're shifting the outcome with deliberate intention of just being the highest and the best light that you can, each place you go, you're going to shift that energy. It's a hard job, but somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, exactly. I grant you that. That's a wonderful insight, and that is true that the more expanded you are in your consciousness, your aura does extend further than the common boundaries of just being around your body kind of thing. It's a great insight and a very practical sort of Capricorn advice for this type of season that we're in, to keep that in mind, because a lot of people are really stressed right now. Everybody
they're stressed
talks
because
about
they
it on TV.
Yeah, they don't want to feel. What's it all about? We don't want to feel. We don't want to feel that we're spending Christmas alone, or we don't want to feel that, you know, our parents are gone, or that children are going from one parent to the next. It's all about masking the feeling, because this time of year is, you know, between November 11 to January 11th, 1/11, it's all about going into that Holy Heart. And it's what I call a drop kick me Jesus go pulse of life. It's a very intense energy from November to January that says you will feel and you will look at it and you will deal with this emotion. You know, people get crotchety this time of year, but that's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people just don't want to feel, and we're just afraid of feeling too much. So this time period, just you don't have any choice.
Well said, and I think we all need those wonderful messages that you produce and the ones that I produce to kind of give people a sense of light and love and upliftment at this time, because I do think people are afraid to feel. That's one of the primary things. But then there's all these other subtle, slight pressures from various family members that everybody feels, and they dread the Christmas thing, and then, you know, it just gets to be ridiculous, you know? When you think about what the original meaning of Christmas really is, It's about the birth of Jesus in the manger with Mother Mary and these people not having anything. And now we've got all this materialization that's just so utterly ridiculous and seems so far from the original event that people think of it as. But it's more than an event.
It's really
an aspect of light coming into our lives at this point.
And you should give without resentment or don't give at all.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned some intense lessons since we've gotten into this the furniture business that we're in. To give, Spirit just keeps telling me to give until it doesn't hurt, because I'm having to back up my husband in ways that I didn't have to do that before.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, each time I resent giving on any level, because I'm a Leo and I'm a natural giver, I love to give, but when I have to give, you know, I'm not too happy about that sometimes. So Spirit keeps telling me to give until it doesn't hurt any longer. And that's my barometer that I go by.
Well, good for you, and thank you for upholding so much light in your person and giving us this wonderful advice for getting through the holidays and making them joyful and making them magical. It's such a pleasure to have had you on the show.
Well, thanks so much for inviting me. I truly love it.
Oh, it was truly wonderful to have you finally after all this time, and I'm so glad to connect with you and know you a little bit better. And I wish you a wonderful Christmas holiday, and as well I want to wish our listeners a wonderful Christmas, a wonderful Hanukkah, and Kwanzaa, and New Year, and all the things that make this special season special. Don't forget to call in your angels and try to live in the light and be of the light, and not to worry about all the details and all the gifts and all the material side of things, but put yourself in the frame of mind of being one with Spirit as you go through this time. I'm going to announce, too, that I'm going to be off the air for a couple of weeks. There will be some archives airing, and as well we'll be resuming in about mid-January or so for the Peaceful Planet. And I want to remind you to visit my website for all of the holiday specials at DianaSpeaksToTheWorld.com. And as well, I want to mention Gillian Macbeth Luthien and her wonderful website at TheQuantumAwakening.com. And I'm also putting out a holiday newsletter. If you'd like to receive that, send me an email at Marcia Di, MarciaDi, 2002 at Yahoo, and I'll be glad to add you to the list. Gillian, it was really a pleasure having you on our show, and many blessings for the holiday season.
Thank you so much. Let's make it a magical Christmas.
Let's make it a magical Christmas for everyone listening, too. And I'd like to close out our show with some special music. I think we're going to try to put on Richard Schulman's work on the Holy Grail.
Oh, I know him.
Yeah, he's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember exactly the title. It's got something to do with the Holy Grail. So, Don, if you're listening, let's see if we can find that and play that to close out our show.